If you be honest, you just stop a minute, just really look at it. You clutching your heart, you know, it's like, but of course, as we say, I'm in love. You know, it's like those TV, have you ever seen those movies where they get ready to kiss for the first time, and they go, that's fear, folks. Anybody you kissing like that, some fear going down. Okay? You know what I'm saying? All right. Okay. Isn't it great to be able to find and be able to tell the difference between love and fear? Isn't that cool? You know, okay. It says, now, the appeal of hell lies only in the terrible attraction of guilt. While the fearful mind, which is what the fearful mind holds out to those who place their faith in littleness. He says, the conviction of littleness lies in every special relationship. The conviction of littleness lies in every special relationship, for only the deprived could value specialness. The demand for specialness and the perception of the giving of specialness as an act of love would make love hateful. The real purpose of the special relationship, in strict accordance with the fearful mind's goals, is to destroy the reality of love and substitute the illusion of fear. For the ego, or the insecure self, is itself an illusion, and only illusions can be the witness to its reality. Now, is there a part of us that does fear and a part of us that does love?
Yes.
Okay, the court says then, the part of you that does fear and guilt is not the real you. The real you is totally loving and totally free and totally perfect and totally whole. Got that? So the part of us that's afraid, called the ego, it is the part of us that wants to keep itself going too. That old personality sitting up in the chair that's used to being in control. Folks, it ain't going down without a fight.
No.
Okay. And the way that it keeps the fear in the old self going is to give us relationships that we're always upset in, broken into by periods in which we think we feel okay. It says it right here. It says the ego is an illusion, and only illusions can be the witness to its reality. So the part of you that says you're not enough, or the part of you that says you don't deserve to be abundant, or the part of you that says you don't deserve to be happy, he says that part of you, it needs some witnesses to its reality. So therefore, it's always trying to get you to form relationships that you have some kind of dissatisfaction in, whether it's a financial relationship, whether it's your relationship to God, whether it's your relationship to your job, whether it's your relationship to a friend, your mother, your sister, your brother, your car, your house, your TV. That fearful part of the mind, of course, is basically telling us all the time, that part of us is continually trying to substitute love and put some fear where love was, or to put some conflict where peace was. Your old self doesn't want to go. It doesn't want to go. And the easiest way for it to stay is to constantly keep you in the same old stuff that you used to go through when it was in charge. So that you think that part is the real you. Life has to be hard. There has to be lack. There has to be, why? Because I'm feeling that. I'm seeing it. I'm having relationships that reflect that. Why am I having relationships that reflect that? Because I'm doing the erroneous premise, which is what? I'm going out of my side of myself looking for my completion. And that's setting the whole premise up wrong to begin with. What I should be doing is looking within myself and allowing all the blocks to be removed that keep me from knowing that I'm whole and complete within myself, joining with other people who are either like that or have the goal to be like that. They know that they have their issues and insecurities and fears just like you do, but they know they want to go beyond those things, and they want to go beyond those things through peace and love and responsibility and recognition and acknowledgement. They're not going to do it the old way, which is projection, blame, and attack. Those are the two types of relationships that take you beyond the old ones of fear. So when the Course says that only the deprived could value specialness, it's talking in this sense. Only someone who thinks that they're incomplete could value needing somebody to treat them special for them to know that they're valuable. The Course is not saying you can't have special relationships. It's just telling us how they were formed originally and why they were formed the way they were formed, the way that they hurt us originally. Then it says, and I'm going to jump ahead to let you know this, even though I'm going to finish this in the class, so that you won't run away. You must remember that you're in the first phase of the healing process. It is hard to get something healed if you're not willing to admit that you got the sickness to begin with. You know what I'm saying? So the Course is in the phase where we look at what the error is. And that's the problem most people fail on the Course in Miracles. It's when they're hearing about the error, because they're usually doing it. And not only are they doing it, they want to do it. And in some situations, think that's the only way they can maintain their relationship is through showing the constant disapproval and unhappiness and the attack. They think that without that, they wouldn't be safe. So this runs off the mind that misinterprets me and really still believes that defense and attack is the way. This only appeals to someone who says, you know, I've done defense, attack, defense, attack, defense, attack, defense, attack, defense, attack, defense, attack, and you know I'm ready for a new way. Then this appeals to a person like that. But a person who wants to hold a grievance will not be attracted to this for very long, because there's nothing in it that's going to justify still maintaining the grievance and the attack. And they're looking for something to say, it's cool for you to feel that way. It's not on that, you should feel justified in feeling that way. And so rather than saying, are you saying that it was justified for my husband to abuse me? It's not even about that. It's about you removing the blocks that would have created a situation like that in the first place, so that you can finally enjoy the kind of relationships and the kind of peace that you deserve. Take all the energy that you're focusing into trying to justify your anger, put that energy into removing your block. And then the people that you really would love in your life, they would just be attracted to you, because we always recognize our own. You can't hide from anybody more aware than you are. That's why most people, when they're in a fearful state of mind, like to form relationships with people less conscious than them, so they can feel like they're in control. Because I think I know a little bit more. That's why a lot of times people spend a lot of time on their enlightenment and studying books like this and trying to get conscious, but then they'll form relationships with somebody who has absolutely no awareness of this whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. Because subconsciously you went up in your mind. And so a person tends to feel like they're a little bit safer. They think they're the one who knows the most. But that's not where your safety is located. Your safety is located in this, being in a relationship with an equal. What do I mean by an equal? Someone who shares your purpose, who has a common state of mind. That's what I mean by equal. You can both be equally jealous. You can both be equally not jealous. But as long as you're equal, you're going to have more peace than the person who thinks they're not jealous and the person who thinks they do. They are. If I know I got a jealousy issue and you got a jealousy issue, we're both willing to admit it, we're equals. So therefore, we'll be more compassionate with each other. We'll be more tolerant. We can relate to what each other's going through. But if you try to form a relationship with somebody who looks like they have none of the qualities that you have, because it looks like they got the qualities you wish you do have, then this will be a person that you'll constantly be feeling inferiority complexes with and insecurities with, not confident. It's like, you know, you trying to hang out with Jesus all day. You know, you're going to come up short. You know what I'm saying? In your mind, you're going to have a little problem with inferiority complex. You know, he walk in water, you know what I'm saying? You can't have to walk down the street sometimes, you know? So you feel a little bit upset. So remember that this is the last thought I want to give you today. Equality is the basis of the miracle. 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 So you're looking for relationships with equals, someone you see as the same as yourself in terms of the inner qualities. You may have different personalities, which would be fun. You might have some different physical interests, which would be fun. I'm not talking about the level of personality. I'm talking about the level of content and purpose. Okay? Your diversity is beautiful. As a matter of fact, if you embrace your diversity and embrace your so-called difference, your life would heal tomorrow. So it's not about